Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's nice to live in a small town where no Doberman or home security system are needed. If you crack open the newspaper, you may encounter the police beat and something like this. Monday, September 30, suspects caught launching rotten pumpkins onto street from Miss Merriweather's garden. Juveniles apprehended, warning issued. Wednesday, November 1, constable received four separate complaints regarding pungent odor coming from 4th Street residents. He eradicated skunk from front porch. Saturday, November 4, suspicious character seen near Greason home, suspect detained and questioned, was out sleepwalking, Mr. Greason admitted. Ah, life in a small town. I must admit, I like the safety and security here. But often we meet those whose lives have been anything but safe and secure. One of them is our hero friend, Gracia Burnham, who along with her husband Martin left the safety of home for life as missionaries in the Philippines. Life was good for them and their three kids, until one awful May day when the two were kidnapped by members of a terrorist network. What came next was one of the worst nightmares imaginable. For 376 days, the Burnhams endured life on the run in the Philippine jungle. Each time the Philippine army came after us and guns started going off, says Gracia, we said goodbye to each other. One night, Martin told her, I don't know why the Lord has allowed this to happen, but today I've been thinking about Psalm 100, serve the Lord with gladness. Just because we're here doesn't mean we can't serve him with gladness. They prayed together and the gunfire started. I slid down a steep hill and came to rest by Martin, remembers Gracia. He was bleeding from his chest and looked like he'd passed out. I pretended to be dead. The shooting stopped and members of the Philippine army took me up the hill. I looked back at Martin and I knew he was gone. In Acts 7, Stephen was being martyred and he prayed, Lord, don't charge them with this sin. I have forgiven those captors, she says. I have one of their pictures on the fridge. We pray for him. I know, but for the grace of God, there go I. I asked Gracia how she keeps from being bitter. Perspective, she said. If you're expecting a world that's perfect and bad things happen, you give yourself a reason to blame God. The truth is, God was good to us every day in the jungle. In North America, we are blessed with good things every day, and we don't know it. If we're thirsty, we go to the sink. When you're in the jungle and you need a drink, you ask God for some water. God was good to us every day. There were days I wondered if I was going to lose it, and Martin would say, let the Lord take care of your mind, and let's just trust him for this day. If we can't trust the Lord for this day, let's trust him for the next hour, or until we get to sit down again. I asked Gracia how she pictures Martin in heaven. She said, I used to tell the kids, I can just imagine your dad pulling on God's sleeve, saying, there's Gracia. She needs a car. She needs something. And then I thought, why would Almighty God, who knows us and loves us and died for us, need a human to tell him what we need? And I began to envision God pulling on Martin's shirt sleeve and saying, hey, Martin, look what I'm going to do for Gracia and your family. No matter where you rest your head tonight, remember that the one who holds the world holds you. I think I'll read the police beat before I doze off. Aha! Here's one. Auto theft reported by Mrs. Jennings. It was discovered that Mr. Jennings had taken the vehicle to run errands.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.